Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Now, I've been released on the streets again this week. I'm here in Brown Thomas on Grafton Street, a street I know well. I'm about to talk to the people behind the elevator, a wonderful new female-led supplement. And I'm in Brown Thomas where it's on sale. And I'm going to talk to the three ladies behind the business in a second. But first, I want to talk to Elena Costello. She's a personal shopper in the beauty department here. Maybe you might tell me a little bit about your relationship with them and indeed the sales of the product in Brown Thomas.
Yes, so I met these three fabulous ladies when the product launched, actually. And I had known Jenny from being a customer in the store, so I was very, very lucky to know her before launch. But basically, I've been on it since day one. And I suppose for me, it was something that came so easy to me. One sachet. Before I had, I would say 10 bottles. Every morning I was mixing and matching. I was like a witch. But now I've turned into, I don't know, a magician, because for me, it was all about my health. I suppose I was picking up every bug, every cold, every flu. And actually, my colleague Aidan, who's head of personal shopping for beauty, rang up Jenny one day and said, when's Brotherly coming? Because I can't listen to Elena saying she's got so much energy, she's not sick, she's not, you know. He was like, when is it coming out? So listen, he's waiting for that still. But I'm so lucky that I fell upon Sisterly, because for me, it has been a game changer with my sleep, my health, everything really.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, there's a testament to the product. Now, I want to talk to the three ladies behind the product. They're one, Aoife Matthews, Jennifer O'Connell, and Louise O'Rourke. Jenny, we'll start with you. Maybe listeners are slightly confused because they don't know what we're talking about or what the product is.
So it's a one-and-done supplement solution for women. So it's okay. A simple powder sachet that you take in the morning, you mix it with water down the hatch, and you drink your supplements. So it's like the equivalent of 8 capsules in a sachet formulated for women, really easy to take and really powerful and effective.
Is it true it has the protein of 3 chickens?
No, it's not a protein supplement. It's a vitamin and mineral supplement. Very good that we clarify that. So it's a multivitamin. So okay. That's what it is essentially, but it is an upgraded multivitamin with no compromises, optimum doses, the best forms of every nutrient. So like the reviews speak for themselves. It's a winner.
This threesome that we have here came about in quite a unique way. One of you in Spain, one of you in Los Angeles, and one of you here in Dublin. During COVID, seems like an amazing way to launch a business.
Yeah, so the three of us, myself, Aoife and Louise, are friends of old. And we came together because we had a really shared frustration about supplements. We felt it was very overwhelming and confusing. We thought that, you know, supplements should be designed specifically for the female body to do a better job. And we also felt that, you know, you need a team of scientists. We had very different backgrounds. I was a barrister. Aoife was a banker. Louise had a background in brand development. So we were like, we need scientists with decades of experience to formulate something that we can really trust and give to our mothers, sisters and friends and say, this is the best of everything in your one daily sachet.
So what does Aoife think then?
I agree with whatever Jenny says.
Tell us about yourself, Aoife, and again, your own background, because I think it's very interesting.
So I started out as an investment banker, as Jenny said, in London, working with JP Morgan and Morgan Stanley. So very different background. Then I moved back to Ireland and worked for ESB and ESB International for a bit. But I always had a passion about nutrition and health. And I always felt I wanted to do something in that space. So while I was in Madrid, I actually did do a qualification, a nutritional qualification as a health and wellness coach. But it was at that time we were talking to the girls, to Jenny and to Louise, about supplements. And some of my friends were coming to me saying, right, you've done a qualification now, what should I be taking? But I didn't know the answer to that. You know, this, as Jenny was saying, it's such an overwhelming space and everyone's so confused with all the noise out there. So that's why we were like, right, we're going to do this. We're going to solve a problem for women specifically. The other thing that I became aware about was like there's so much the lack of research into female health. So less than 5% of all research money in healthcare goes to female-specific health issues. So it's quite staggering. So there's such a huge amount of investment that's required. So, and that's part of what we're doing here as well, is trying to develop something that actually works for the female physiology as opposed to the male physiology.
And as the investment banker, are you the numbers person?
I suppose I am, yes. But you know what?
So how are the sales?
Sales have been phenomenal. We literally launched in Brown Thomas in just over two years ago, really. And sales have been phenomenal. And because women have been really, they're trying it, and then it works. They're feeling the benefits, so they're spreading the word.
What about the third spoke of the wheel here? Well, who's been waiting patiently to talk to us.
Louisa Riven, yeah. Yes.
And you have a background in branding,
yes,
and...
Yes, so, building brands for other people. So it's lovely to be building something that we're very passionate about and building ourselves. My background in building brands, most of them have been subscription models. And so the community piece of building, getting to know your customer, especially when most of your sales are online, has been fantastic on that front. But when we first started talking about this, I was in LA and I was running a membership club, and I remember saying to the girls, I've just gone up to the roof and somebody is sitting up there with an NAD drip in one arm and a martini in another, and everyone's talking about their supplement routines as status, they were just getting out of hand. So really, when we were talking about this, it resonated so much with all of us that we really wanted to simplify and come up with that one-and-done solution for all of your essentials, because you could have an effective routine, but if you're having to take 10 tablets a day, it's very hard to stay consistent. So we did take that time. We took 3 years to really come up with something that works.
And can I ask you, yep, this? Is the fact that you've all, I suppose, connections in three different places, has that helped the international sales of the business?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, Enterprise Ireland deserves a bit of kudos here as well. They've been fantastic at opening doors. But, you know, we're regularly on a call where Jenny might be organising an event down in Portugal, Aoife's organising an event in London, and I'll be hosting an event in LA. And very often you'll hear, because people are travelling so much anyway, I think we've managed to scale a lot quicker than you would normally. You know, I think in the old days you'd pick a market, you'd launch there. But I mean, from day one, we've been global because our customers, again, women are great at spreading the word and they're popping up all over the place.
It is great, though, to see that, you know, the premise that the business that was set up, you know, all remotely, that you do things remotely from the get-go. So it's not a big deal. It's just the way kind of it always was.
We haven't officially put a big push behind the US yet, but because we've had friends on it for up to 2 years now, they've been the ones to come forth and offer to host a breakfast or bring it into their place of work, and so we're like glorified Tupperware salespeople.
Jenny, this is a long way from the law library.
It's a very long way from the law library. I think people probably think it's the most wild career pivot, because I was there for 22 years. And I don't think there was ever really a plan to leave the law library. This just started taking off at a gallop. But, you know, there's a lot of kind of transferable skills. I don't think that, you know, training as a barrister hasn't been useful for this next stage of the journey.
There's legal agreements, there's all that stuff that you can throw your eye on.
And I mean, you know, I suppose there's sales and communication, you know, and there's problem solving. And I think that that's probably something that, you know, you're trained to do anyway as a barrister. You're confronted with every problem known to man. And, you know, so all of that, it's been negotiation, all of it, it comes into it all.
Aoife, the feedback on the product has been good. Another endorsement of your own collective success is you're off to Toronto now with the EY Group of Entrepreneurs. That's pretty special, no?
Oh, it's so special. We are absolutely honoured and delighted. When we heard the news, it was just the best thing ever to be listed amongst all those amazing businesses and other entrepreneurs. So, yeah, we can't wait.
And what about then for the future of the business? I heard talk of Brotherly and, you know, always one likes to have maybe a suite of products in a portfolio. I presume that's the plan here.
Well, we took a very conscious effort because this arose out of a frustration with how complicated supplements were. We didn't want to add to that overwhelm. I mean, I think we're in a day and age where people are, especially women, are being marketed to have a 12-step skincare routine and everything like that. So we know our main lane is the multivitamin and making sure that you have all of your essentials in a natural form and optimally dosed. We do have an exciting launch coming up because we had a lot of customers who came off Sisterly when they fell pregnant or they were breastfeeding. We decided that was definitely a stage that we wanted to make sure that was covered. So now we're about to launch the booster in June, heard it here first, and that is again the same experience, a one and done, very easy supplement to take in the morning
and it is safe for women to take when they're pregnant or breastfeeding. And that is a certain stage in your life where you absolutely want efficacy, and we've done that.
We know that there's a need for this for women, because we've had the lived experience of being those multitasking women who have a never-ending to-do list. So it's a very mission-driven business. So we really see ourselves in very global terms because of the need for something like this that's trustworthy, efficacious, reliable. So the plan is we're going out there. We've had great support from people like Sonia O'Sullivan and Annalise Murphy, great Olympians, and then, you know, models, athletes. They're all there taking it, giving us the feedback. So we want those amplifiers to help us spread the word. And, you know, our ambitions are very big. So we're not stopping anytime soon.
Good job. Well, Aoife, Jenny and Louise, thank you all three. Nice to see you all, and every success with the business. It's going to go places. Delighted to see you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.